Hello and welcome. I'm your host, Mark Roberti, and this is the podcast for entrepreneurs who are looking for the breakthrough for their businesses. Copywriting is one of the most important skills we can master for our success. However, even once we have mastered this skill, we still need to take action. We need to write the copy for our landing pages, sales pages, and email broadcasts, among other things. And in today's episode, you'll learn how to take that action so you can finally craft your own epic copy. Today's guest is the business marketing architect, a content strategist for mission-driven entrepreneurs. Her philosophies received the attention of Inc. Magazine, Aspire Magazine, iCoach Magazine, and many others. She teaches a simple three-step relationship-based approach to marketing with integrity with her challenge, solution, invitation formula. Her approach focuses on passion points instead of pain points to build solid relationships across all platforms and communities. Today's guest for episode 127 of the Breakthrough Success Podcast is none other than Lizza Mannion. Lizza, it is such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here, Mark.
It is such a pleasure to have you on the show as well, and I really look forward to our conversation, but I'd love to get some backstory first. So why copywriting? What started you on that path?
Well, this is actually kind of funny, and I'll definitely be dating myself with this story. But Mark, I've been drawn to the written word for as long as I can remember. So even as far back as being in fourth grade and starting a school newspaper with a gal pal on a mimeograph machine to critiquing ads on TV when they would come on, and think, gosh, I could do better than that. So throughout my entire life, I've been drawn to the written word and also to marketing. It just has always fascinated me. And, you know, fast forward to today, I've been running Write on Creative for over 15 years. And I've worked in many different industries, nonprofit, the nonprofit arena, as well as radio stations. I'm actually a certified radio marketing master through the Radio Advertising Bureau, and I've worked for ad agencies as well. But in 2003, I decided I wanted to really focus more on the writing aspect of things. And I just think that everyone has a message that matters. So that's why I created Write On Creative, to help others get their message out in the world in a big way.
I love that idea of helping other people to get their messages out there. That's a really noble way to get into business and to create valuable content, because you're helping others achieve their goals. And that's one of the things that you can say in your copy, like how you're creating this transformation, how this is going to help the individual. But I'm wondering if you could share with us some of the ways that we can write better copy. I mean, I know there are so many different things we could do, to like small tweaks and stuff, but what are some of the main things we need to know when we go into writing our copy?
Well, first of all, I would say that it's probably time to unlearn a lot of the tactics and techniques that have been taught in traditional direct response marketing, especially the problem, agitate, and solve approach, where we're taught to really poke at those pain points and get people into an heightened emotional frenzy so that they'll then buy and we can swoop in like a pseudo-marketing hero, right, to save the day. And in fact, that isn't working the way it used to. And the reason I share this first is because people are tired of false scarcity. They're tired of the manipulation. And that's why I actually created my framework, the challenge, solution, and invitation framework, which I call it a formula sometimes, but the truth is it really is a completely customizable framework that people can use to write better copy. So the first thing people need to also realize is not only are you going to have to probably unlearn a lot of techniques that you've been taught, but you also have to get comfortable with your voice. And I tell people that if you can talk, you can write. And in fact, your writing should sound like you're talking to your prime prospects in order to entice them to become paying customers. And one of the ways to do that is to embrace the challenge, solution, and invitation framework. And it's really simple. I'll go through that real quickly. And then I'll also, of course, share some other more practical tips. Not that this isn't practical, but there are formatting things and other things that people want to keep in mind when it comes to crafting copy. The first thing you really want to do is meet people where they are by acknowledging the challenge. So instead of really poking at those pain points and bringing out the angst that people are already feeling, meet them where they are, acknowledge that with understanding and empathy. And then you can jump into the second step, which is the solution piece. And this is where you can really shine with your products and services. So you'll want to be able to share and showcase how your product or service is going to make life better for someone else. The best way to do that is to have case studies or anecdotal stories to illustrate the results that you get. So when you're able to share those kinds of stories, what you're basically doing is equipping and empowering your prime prospects with the information and knowledge they need to make an educated decision to become a paying customer. And then from there, you can easily invite them to take the next step. And that's often known as the call to action when you're writing content. But you would be amazed, Mark, at how many people fail to ask people to take the next step. So once you've acknowledged the challenge and you know where someone is, and you've shared your solution with them with some case studies and some real world results to basically just prove that you're the right choice, you've got to ask them to take that next step, whatever that next step might be. It could be to book a complimentary consultation or a paid consultation or schedule a meeting or whatever that might be. But in a nutshell, that's the best advice that I can give people. And oftentimes people just overcomplicate it.
And I definitely see how people would overcomplicate it. I mean, we hear things and even see things like a 25-page sales letter. Not to say that like it's bad to have that much copy, but it could seem really complicated when you're just trying to write your first sales page and you see these high converting ones with 25 pages or even more, like something that goes really deep. And I feel like people, even in people who know what they have to do to create the great copy, it's that implementation that is so difficult, which is why your copywriting action plan over on your site at writeoncreative.com is so useful. But how can we make it easier for ourselves to initiate action and write the copy that we need to write?
Well, I think you brought up a really interesting point about the length of copy. I think that sometimes paralyzes people with fear, thinking that they're going to need a really long sales letter to actually convert, which isn't always true. So I like to alleviate and eliminate that fear that people have, because if you have a lower priced product, you don't have to have a 10-page sales letter. You can convey that point really quickly. But the most important thing is to start writing. And then also you need to know how to format it. And you mentioned my copywriting action plan. I do offer some tips and tools in there as well, but there's a lot of things that go into play once you have your main message out there. You have to go in and format it. So for example, even going back to you talking about long copy, there are actually two types of readers. There are analytical readers and there are scanners. And so another tip, once you've gotten your main message put together, is to make sure you're formatting your copy in a way that reaches both of those readerships. So what I mean by that is you're going to want to use some specific formatting tips like bolding, highlighting, making sure that certain things stand out, because your scanners are going to just scan. They're going to immediately look at the main points and be done. So you're going to have to capture their attention quickly to get anything to convert, where the analytical readers are going to read every single piece that of copy that you write, and they're going to let you know if you missed anything. So first step, just get it all out there. And I always say, you know, you're going to have to create multiple drafts. So get the ideas out there, but also you can use the challenge, solution, and invitation framework to realize if you're on the right track with your content. So have you addressed the challenge? Do people know why they're even going to be interested in your product or service? Have you clearly illustrated how you can make their lives better? I like to call this painting a picture of possibility. So if people can't clearly see how your product or service is going to help them or has helped others, you're already going to lose the sale. And then finally, you just have to ask them to take action. And that sounds like really simplifying things, but the truth is it can be that easy. It's going to take some time and work though. So easy, not always simple.
Yeah. And, it's definitely like that whole idea of putting in all this time and seeing that long page copy, like, wow, this is a big fear. And I feel like that's what paralyzes a lot of people from creating their copy. And at some point, you just got to take action Do a little bit each day, and then you have that copy that you've been looking for with all the formatting, so that you're pointing out certain things. But when we are finished writing our copy, I feel like a lot of people, they'll write the copy and then they'll leave it alone. They'll just focus on promoting the sales page, promoting the landing page. But do you recommend that we occasionally go back and change our copy? And if so, what are your recommendations on approaching that?
Oh, absolutely. So, and you brought up a really common occurrence. Doing any kind of a launch to promote a product or service takes a lot of work, and there's a lot of moving pieces. And I always say that there's two things that will never, ever go out of style when it comes to marketing. It's your content and it's your strategy. And in fact, I actually say that copy is queen and strategy is king. And they're basically the masculine and feminine energies of marketing that have to work together. So once you've written your content, absolutely, you need to revisit that. You know, before you even launch, I recommend letting it sit for a little bit and go back, look at it with a fresh set of eyes. And I always have someone else look at my content for me as well. So you're going to want to revise, and you're going to want to test and track as well, because you'll find once you launch, if people are responding or not responding. And if they're not responding, you need to look at multiple things. Your strategy, for one, are you getting the right eyes on your content? And then also the contents itself, is it really speaking to those prime prospects?
And with the sales page in particular, copy obviously makes the main portion of it, but you'll also see pictures and in some cases even videos within a sales page. So what's your take on integrating other forms of content, other forms of media, more specifically like pictures and video, with the written copy?
It's absolutely necessary. And in fact, videos tend to convert even better than sales pages without videos. So that's something that you want to take into consideration as well. And some interesting things about layout and format. When it comes to people reading content, the number one most read part of all content is your headline. So you're going to want to make sure you've got some really stellar headlines in place. And the second most read thing is the PS. So if you're doing a sales letter and there's a PS, make sure that pops, because people will scan down there and look at that. And the third thing, which is really interesting, is the captions under photos and videos. So these are all little micro pieces of copy that need to really pop in order to bring everything together.
And it's interesting how it's not just all this written copy, but all these small factors playing together and creating the whole. And I mean, I've seen it where like the PS, a lot of people read that, they'll click on the link. If they don't click it through the rest of the email, and for sales pages, I've seen some really successful ones. They incorporate a lot of video testimonials, not just the written testimonial, but also video where you see the person actually talking about all the good things about that product or service. And one of the reasons we write copy is obviously to get more sales or get more subscribers. So there's a goal behind writing the copy. And when it comes to our goals, there are just sometimes when we just feel a little stuck. We're not at that point yet where we feel like we've tapped into our full potential. So what do you believe holds most people back from reaching their full potential and accomplishing their biggest goals?
Well, I think fear is the number one barrier to success for, you know, men and women alike. It's really what keeps us in a stuck pattern. And realizing that we each have a really important message to share, at least I believe that, and the people that I attract and play with are doing really great things in the world. So just having some belief in yourself and knowing that it's not always going to be perfect the first time, but you do need to get started, and there's always room for course correction to change things up and to get better results.
And it's like fear. I mean, I hear that a lot again and again. It's a recurring theme of why people are not able to unlock their full potential. And part of it is because they face all these different challenges that like they feel bad about one of the challenges. They don't want to take a new challenge on, or they're in the middle of one and they feel discouraged. So I'm wondering, Liza, if you could share with us one of the big challenges you faced in your journey and a powerful lesson you learned during that challenge.
Oh, wow. That's a good one. I wasn't thinking about that. You know, I faced a lot of different challenges. We continue to do that as we grow and evolve as people. But I would say one of my biggest challenges when I first started out was I wasn't as laser focused and clear as I am now. And so, you know, I had a lot of course correction. In fact, way back in the day, I actually launched an ebook that was a flop. And that was kind of embarrassing, right? You know, we all want everything to be great. And it was really good material, but I wasn't that strong at naming things at the time. I think I called it 4 proven techniques to avoid and correct your most common marketing mistakes, which is not the sexiest title ever. And I didn't do a good job of promoting it either. I was learning all the pieces, right? And so that's why I share with people, it's really important to know not only that you can write really strong content to support your offers, but that you have a really strong strategy to get them out in the right way. Because what happens so many times, Mark, and I see this time and again, is people will try to cut corners and they'll either hire a strategist who's really good at getting eyes on whatever content's been created and that's their main focus, or they'll hire a copywriter that's a brilliant copywriter and wordsmith and can create something that's going to convert, but they don't hire both, right? And they don't focus on both. So they might have this grand sales page up and ready to roll, but they're not getting any eyes on it. So there's no conversions. There's no plan or strategy to drive traffic to that site. And the same thing is true of having a really strong strategy, but having very weak copy, because you can drive all the traffic in the world to a sales page, but if it isn't speaking to your ideal clients or written well, you're not going to make any sales.
And I thank you for sharing that big challenge, because we're all going to face them throughout our journeys. And getting those initial sales, I mean, it's rough in the beginning. It definitely gets easier over time. And one of the things that I like to do when I feel like I'm in a challenge or I feel like I need help in something is I like to acquire more knowledge about something that I know will be very helpful for me, because it gets me in the path of self-development. And regardless of where you are and what your niche is, self-development is going to help you. So that's why I read a lot of books. And with that in mind, I'm wondering if you could share with us 3 great books that you believe would have a positive impact on us.
Oh, gosh, I love books and I'm always reading new ones. Let's see. Well, first of all, Seth Godin's Purple Cow is a must read for everyone because he's just absolutely brilliant. And anything by him is amazing. I would also say that Guy Hendricks' The Big Leap is really, really big. And it really changed my life and the way I look at things. And another one that I really like, which isn't really necessarily business related, but I think we need to continuously look at the way we show up in life, is The 4 Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz.
Liza, thank you for those excellent book recommendations. I'm a big Seth Godin fan, so I greatly appreciate that Seth Godin recommendation. And as we approach the end of our episode, where the show notes for anyone wondering are at markgoberti.com/E127, but I would like to flip the tables a little bit as we head towards the end. So I've asked you several questions throughout our time together, but Liza, what do you believe is one question that we need to be asking ourselves more often?
Why are we doing what we're doing? I think that's one of the most important questions that we can ask ourselves, because when we look at our motivation, it should be to be making the world a better place, no matter what we're doing, in my opinion, although I know we can't tell people what they should do. However, if we are not striving to make the world a better place, then I think we need to question what we're really doing and why. And that's really the biggest question I think that you can ask.
I really love that closing idea of making the world a better place. And that is definitely a question we should all continue to ask ourselves as we continue to pursue our work and getting the more the idea of like, why am I doing this? How is this benefiting others in the long term? So I appreciate you sharing that great question with us and all the great insights you've shared throughout our time together. And Breakthrough Success listeners, if you want to learn more about Liza Mannion, well, she has the copywriting action plan we talked about a little bit right on creative.com. And not only do you get her action plan, but when you subscribe to anything, you get a deeper idea into Like you get to see copy right there. You have something as a model to go by. And you can also get Liz's course, Create Copy to Connect and Convert with Passion Points. And this is about what we talked about earlier, where you focus on passion points instead of pain points. And that's what she talks about within that course, which is also on her site. And you'll hear about it if you choose to get her copywriting action plan, which again is on writeoncreative.com. Liza, I cannot thank you enough for being a guest on the Breakthrough Success Podcast. Thank you for sharing your great insights with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
How does over 100 retweets per day sound to you? My free ebook, 27 Ways to Get More Retweets on Twitter, has you covered. I use the methods within this ebook to get over 10,000 retweets every single quarter. To learn more and get access to this free resource, visit markgoberti.com/retweet.